Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. I want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back in. Ticker time here on The Fan. Mike Yam of the Pac-12 Network is our guest, and he's on Twitter at Mike_Yam. Yam, what were your thoughts, man, when it broke that Chris Peterson has stepped down as the Washington coach and now Jimmy Lake is the man?
Really? On a Monday when all I thought I would be doing is taking a look at Oregon and Utah numbers, trying to dissect the championship game, thinking about the Utes as a potential playoff team, and a little bit of chaos, man. I think I was as surprised as anyone. Did not see this coming. And I think in a lot of ways, and I think Jimmy Lake is going to do a tremendous job. And this speaks more to the respect and admiration that I have for Chris Peterson. You know, Pac-12 just took a little bit of a hit. I'd make the argument that Chris Peterson's the top five coach in all of football, but certainly surprised to see this news. And I think if there was the next obvious choice to take over this program, Jimmy Lake was going to be the guy. And I think the defense does not skip a beat because of Jim.
Yeah, that kind of felt like we were getting to that.
Ooh, did we lose him?
I think we lost him.
Did we lose him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Swag doesn't know yet.
Yeah. We got to get him back on. We got to get the Yammers back on.
I don't know who's on the phone right now, but it is random person or Mike Yam. I got off to a weird start, too. Is it kind of...
You're talking like in a tunnel.
Yeah, he's going through a bad tunnel right now. It is. I mean, this was wild news today. It really was. The Jimmy Lake takeover factor, I think, leaves Husky fans... At least you trust the guy. I mean, he's a successful defensive coordinator, and that has been largely what Washington has built everything they've accomplished over the last 4 or 5 years. It's been on that side of the ball. I do think similar to Oregon, and we'll get to that later, now becomes the question of who do you want to be on your offensive staff? What kind of scheme do you want to run? Are there changes that you make in that regard? And are you happy with the success rate that you have on the offensive side? Because that was a big disappointment again this year.
According to Adam Rittenberg of ESPN, there are no health reasons for him personally or his family. This is just, I'm recharging.
Yeah.
And one listener says, I love that your guys' hypothetical hypocrisy. Let things play out before you rip the decision. Good grief. No, I mean, we made it pretty clear. I'm always in support of people doing what they feel is best for them. But when you come out and rip a 19-year-old for wanting to go be better somewhere else and tell them they're quitting and then you quit, that is hypocrisy. Yeah. That is the definition of being a hypocrite.
Right.
So if he wants to do this and it's better for his life, go. All power to you. But it also is what it is.
Yeah.
You're leaving in the middle of your contract. You're doing what's best for you and... In a way, you're kind of quitting on the kids, too. You're leaving with a new head coach.
Yeah, well, you've seen this a lot with NFL guys retiring in their prime, kind of walking away, just the concussions, the health issues, not worth it for them. They make a lot of money, and they just kind of say, you know what, this isn't the life I want to live. I think you're going to start to see this more from college coaches who've been around a long time. They make good money. You mentioned in the last segment the health risks that go into it and the stress level that is around it. I think this is something that might become more of a recurring trend of coaches just saying, you know what, man, I've accomplished a lot. And whether it's a sabbatical, whether it's a long-term absence, whether you're officially retiring, I wouldn't be surprised if we see this more and more.
We'll give Mike Yam a few more minutes. It sounds like he might be in like a dead zone somewhere down there in the Bay Area. What are your thoughts on Jimmy Lake? Yeah, because you have to start thinking about this from our alma mater perspective, right? You have to take your own team perspective now. Peterson gone, and he was always the big threat. Now, how do you view a Jimmy Lake as the head coach as a Duck fan or how do you know Beaver fan out there? How do you feel about Jimmy Lake?
Well, I think you're excited in the short term, one, because some of the recruits might be up for grabs. A lot of those guys, I'm sure, committed to Chris Peterson. And as I mentioned in the last segment, there's already a handful of people sending out tweets basically saying, what the hell does this mean? So I think there's going to be some sharks in the water around that recruiting class, which is good news for Oregon because Savelle Smalls comes to mind, a big-time defensive end that I'm sure Oregon's going to try and go after in the short term. In this right now, at least, I think you're excited about there being a bit of of a power void, but he's got the chance to shut everybody up next year because they open with Michigan. And if they win that game, I think this thing's going to keep rolling.
All right, I think we got him back. Mike Yam of the Pac-12 Network. We lost him for a minute here. Mike, you kind of got interrupted almost immediately when you started talking. It kind of sounded like you're going through a tunnel. Can you give us your thoughts again, if possible, on just Chris Peterson choosing to step down as Washington's coach?
Yeah, I just figured you guys got upset with my assessment of Chris Peterson being a top five coach in all of football. Look, I'll be honest with you guys, totally surprised. Did not see it coming in a big way. And for as much as I love Jimmy Lake, and I think he's going to do a tremendous job with this football program, I can't help but think, and this has more to do with the respect and admiration I have for Chris Peterson, I can't help but think that the league maybe takes a little bit of a hit overall because CP is that good. And I think Jimmy was the natural choice for a lot of reasons. The defense obviously has been the calling card of this team. His defenses, specifically that secondary, have really performed over the last couple seasons. I know that there was some growing pains this year, but all in all, I'm completely shocked that Chris Peterson decided to step down.
Yeah, I mean, you look at it, too, from the recruiting angle. I wonder what it means for them in the short term. What will be the legacy in your mind, though, of Peterson at Washington, a guy who got them back to being a nationally prominent program, couldn't necessarily get over the hump and win that big-time national game, if you will. But what's the legacy of Peterson at Washington?
Nothing but positive things. I think from a recruiting class standpoint, I think it helps that Jimmy is the guy that takes over. So I think you're going to be able to hold on to most of your class. But Chris Peterson, guys, he's a top five football coach in all of college football. Brought this team back. They play in a college football playoff. I saw this on Twitter. I don't know who had tweeted it, but I think it's actually a pretty good assessment. Can you imagine football over the last 15 years without Chris Peterson, specifically on the West Coast? And I think the answer is no. What he built at Boise was remarkable, and what he did at Washington has been absolutely tremendous.
Yeah. This is Mike Yam of the Pac-12 Network. He's our guest here on the Daily Ticker. We're just talking all things Pac-12 with him. We have been every Monday now for a few weeks during the season. I saw you at the Civil War. I was walking towards the gate. I was far too hammered to stop and say hello, and I did not want to meet Mike Yam hammered. But I saw you guys down there. What were your thoughts on that matchup? It seemed odd. I don't know if it was because how cold it was. It just felt like everybody was there, but not there. What did you think of the Civil War?
Yeah, one, I'm disappointed you did not come over hammered. Two, I don't know if my mouth was opening enough to say hello back because it felt like it was frozen shut.
Yeah.
I think we spent like 8-9 hours. My friend, and look, I'm from the East Coast, the Northeast, so we're used to winters, but it's been 8 years in San Francisco, in California, and I got soft. I don't know how else to describe it right now, but it was cold. You guys are right, though. I mean, I think it felt different. Our guys, after the game, had sort of said the same thing. You know, the offense wasn't as sharp, and I think that's something that I think Mario Cristobal and the staff have to be at least a little concerned about. Heading into the championship game, I think it's still going to be a great game at Levi's Stadium, but there's no doubt there's a couple of things that this program needs to clean up. I don't know, and you guys have been watching them every single play all season long. Like, you know, if they can't win some of those one-on-one battles on the outside against Utah's defense, like, I don't know how they win that football game. To me, that is the biggest factor. You go back to that common opponent, USC. You know, the reason why the Trojans beat Utah, like, those wide receivers just beat the secondary, and simple as that. And guys like Juwan Johnson are going to have to play really big-time football. You know, Michael Pittman's a monster, and there's a reason why he was a finalist for the Biletnikoff, and he willed USC to a lot of wins this season. He was a difference maker in that football game, and they're going to need a difference maker on Friday night.
Yeah, I'll ask you the hypothetical of if Utah wins that game, because I think I'm with you. The way Oregon's played offensively the last 2 weeks, I don't know how people are feeling about them going against that Utah defense. That's just a different animal, probably, than anything they've faced since the opener against Auburn in Dallas. Yeah. If Utah is to win, what do you think their chances are of getting into the playoff? I know how talented you think Utah is, but there's always that worry of, you know, East Coast bias, not giving the conference credit. You got Oklahoma there kind of waiting in the wings with a game against a top 10 team. What do you make of their chances if they are to win Friday night?
Look, I think there's only two scenarios that keep them out of the playoff. One, a loss on Friday night, which obviously is not part of your hypothetical, but that's one factor. And then two, if Georgia beats LSU, because I do see a world in which the committee goes, LSU's resume and body of work still classify, we should still classify them as a four best team. You're going to take Georgia, which would obviously leave Ohio State and Clemson in that top four. Assuming an LSU win, I think I feel really confident Utah is there. Alabama's not in the conversation. I've been saying that now for a couple of weeks. I came on with you, like, weren't going to be SEC champs. I think it was a moot point to even bring them up. But I just, look, I know people look at the resume for Oklahoma and give them the advantage, and I think in some ways there is, but Utah's got, I just actually just tweeted this out, Utah's got more, got an extra win against the bowl-eligible team, so they got five. Oklahoma's got four. They got a better strength of schedule. The turnover margin is significantly in favor of Utah. We know what the defense is. It's not even comparable, but I'd say this to you guys, and you know this, just, and I think anyone from who's listening to Sports Talk Radio understands this. In football, turnovers can really be the difference between being a good team, a bad team, or an elite team. And right now, tied for the eighth fewest in the country is Utah. Tied for 50th is Oklahoma and Baylor. And if you're coughing up the football against Big 12 defenses, what do you think is going to happen when you're in the college football playoff? I just don't. I look at Utah and go, to me, it's as simple as the eye test. They are clearly, in my mind, a better football team.
Yeah, absolutely. Mike Yam of the Pac-12 Network, title game this week on Friday, so we won't have any show. It'll be Oregon and Utah, 5 o'clock. Mike, you're so good and gracious with your time. Thank you so much for hopping back on with us when we lost the connection. We always enjoy having you, my man.
You guys are the best, and please, next time you're drunk, even if I'm anywhere near you, just yell, scream, okay. Do something. We got to get some FaceTime together, boys.
Okay, absolutely. We'll get that done. Thank you.
Awesome. Take care, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.